quite a lot has been made about the time you spent when you were living in hostels and stuff. Is it weird for you talking about that?
Yeah, I'm going to stop talking about it. I decided when I won the Mercury's I was going to stop talking about it. I've spoken about it enough now, and it's very easy for things to just become glamorising, and it's not that, it's nothing nice about it, and there's no point in me keep saying that. I think I've said enough for it to be like, you know, I made a point and it's raised the conscience, it's made that in people's conscience, but outside of that, I'm not trying to use that to sell records. I've got the award now, and that's what it's about.
Jules Holland said on the night that he was surprised that you won the award.
Well, Jules Holland needs to put me on his show now, is what Jules Holland needs to do.
Did you cry last night?
I cried a little bit, and then my makeup artist was like, "Don't you dare!" and stopped me.
And you said last night that Miss Dynamite and watching her win her Mercury was a big inspiration for you.
Yeah, definitely. It made it reality to me. When she got it, I was like, I could get it too.
Still quite a long time in between two black female artists winning it.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a long time since two black females been out there. Do you know what I mean? It's been a long time since any black person in general. It's been a long time since hip-hop. I think I'm probably... It's weird because, you know, me, Miss Dynamite, Dizzy, Rascal, all have very... I think it's different styles of music. I think the only thing that puts us together is the colour of our skin, really. Outside of that, I haven't made an album that sounds anything like Dizzy Rascal, or that sounds that much like Miss Dynamite. You know, none of us really sound alike, so, you know, that shows that we're still being moulded together and sort of, like... can't tell the difference in the dark.
I saw an interview with you on your MySpace where you're talking about where the name Speech Debug comes from, and that it's from... can you explain that story? It's a really nice story to do with your grandma.
Yeah, my grandma has a fashion label called Madame Debel. Debel is her name's Debel, and she changed it to Debel for the label. So I've grown up with that name, answering the phone. "Hello, Madame Debel Designs." You know, so... when I needed to come up with a name, and I already had Speech, and Debel seemed to just fit neatly, Speech Debel. I remember actually the time I was figuring it out, and Wayne Lotech was like, "It works because it's Speech one syllable and Debel two syllables, one syllable two," and like literally breaking it down like that. And then I found out in French it means like voice of the beautiful one or something like that.